Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis. WGN.
720 on your dial.
Hey, all right. So yesterday we were telling you the story about the Pepsi commercial gone bad with Kendall Jenner.
Boy, did people get outraged on that one. Sold it within 24 hours.
We'd play the audio for you, but there isn't really audio that works for radio. It's just music. And it's an image of Kendall Jenner. There's like a police action of some sort, right?
It's like a demonstration. It looks, you know, there are signs that are kind of nondescript. They say things like peace in different languages.
And there's a police line. And there's a young policeman, and he's not wearing like body armor or anything like that. He's just a guy in a uniform, soft uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kendall Jenner the mom of them all?
No. Kendall's the model.
Oh,
the youngest. Oh my gosh! Do you not watch any? Do you know nothing about the Kardashians?
Ma, is Kendall Jenner the mom?
Kevin, I'll break it all down.
I have so much more respect for Kevin that he doesn't know that. I really do.
The Kardashians.
But how can you escape it? That's
like the armpit of
Kendall,
television.
All right, now you got to understand here. Let's just go. Let us now do the Jenner tree for you, okay?
Kardashian Jenner.
Is it going to include O.J. Simpson?
No.
Yes, if you'd like me to. I could work that in.
Okay, ask me the question. I'll tell you who they are.
Okay, so now you got to remember that Kris Jenner is the mom.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, she was married to Robert Kardashian originally, and she had the Kardashian girls.
Gotcha.
Right? You got your...
Recently broke up with her much younger boyfriend, just as a little sidebar information.
Who was Justin Bieber's manager.
That's right.
So you start with the Kardashian kids, right? So now you've got Khloe. I can't do it in age.
Khloe's the tall
one. No, so it starts with Courtney.
Courtney.
Okay.
She dated Lamar Odom, right?
No. Yeah.
No.
Courtney is dating / married whatever.
Let's give Kevin a quiz.
Disick, who's got three kids with him.
Okay.
Dating / married?
Then go back. No, go back. All right, come on. We got to get through this because I get into the actual story. So which is the oldest?
Courtney. Goes Courtney, Kim, Khloe. Then we go to the younger ones, Kendall, Kylie.
Okay, now those are Jenners. Yeah. So then what happens here is that Robert Kardashian passes away. Mm-hmm. He was one of OJ's friends and
a good
attorney. And he was a well-respected guy in L.A. He passes away. She ends up marrying Bruce Jenner, not realizing that Bruce Jenner didn't want to be a dude, wanted to be a girl.
Correct.
That's a separate issue.
Classic mix-up.
That came up later. Classic mix-up. What? Oh, I've got a penis. Why do I have this? Basically what that was all.
He definitely used it.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted the other one.
So, but he had the kids with her, so he's got Kendall. Help me out here.
Kendall's the taller model one who was in the Pepsi commercial.
Right, we'll get to that in a second.
And then Kylie's the one who says she's never had a lip job and has huge lips.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the cosmetics empire. Doesn't she have, like, lip glosses and things like that? She's made
You're
a lot
supposed
of money.
To make your lips look like hers. I'm like, it's going to take a little bit more than that.
Yes, I would agree. Take a lot more than a lip gloss.
Okay. Now, do we have any others that we need
to
know about?
We forgot about Rob, but everyone forgets about him.
Because Rob doesn't like the limelight. He kind of likes to do his thing.
And he gained weight, and everybody made fun of him, right? They gave him a fat suit. And he's married to Blac Chyna, right?
Yes.
Not anymore, but they do have a baby together. Keep up,
people. I was wrong. Yeah.
They were married.
Okay.
After they got pregnant. It's fine, I guess.
All right. Now they have kids?
They have one baby. Yeah. It's called Dream, I think is her name. Actually,
it would have been better as Black Kardashian. Would have even been better because that's kind of, you know.
Half Kardashian.
Keeps the theme going.
Exactly. Keeps the theme. All right. So now, and of course, the grandkids, you've got the Dream Kardashian.
Mason.
Oh, you're going into the kids now?
Yeah, that's a lot. We can't put into those.
I don't know,
Ro. Oh, you have North.
Oh, you wanted to get to the story.
North, right.
Saint.
All right.
Yeah,
so now, Kendall Jenner, who is the woman who is in the Pepsi commercial, is now she, this is what happens. She's tall and beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she walks her way through this crowd of people who are sort of, you know.
She started out in a photo shoot, like she's doing a New York street photo shoot, and then joins the protesters.
Like she wants to be part of something bigger, so she's like, I'm not going to do this modeling. I'm going to change the world.
And somehow, some way, she has a can of Pepsi in her hand. I would have loved to have been in the pitch meeting for this, where the advertising agency is trying to tell Pepsi how this is going to be great. They're going to love this. First of all, we got ourselves, we got a Kardashian. We got Kendall Jenner.
Sure.
She's like
bingo.
She's even bigger than Kim.
Magic.
Because she's both. She's a Jenner and a Kardashian.
She's got an Instagram following of like 20 million.
20 million.
No big deal.
You can't lose, Pepsi. You can't lose. All right. Now, what we're going to do, now just follow me here. We're going to have her doing a photo shoot. And then all of a sudden, a street protest breaks out. We don't know what it's for.
Sure.
Could be Trump.
Make
could
it
be
non-specific, okay? You don't
right.
want to offend anybody,
that's
but very millennial. Let's make
this
it.
This is what we do.
That's what we're trying to get.
This is like when my agent pitches me on a project. Honey, baby, baby, sweetheart, bubby, listen. This is going to be great. So she's going to walk through. She's going to walk through the crowd.
Uh-huh.
She's going to go up. Now there's going to be a young police officer who's going to be standing right there. He's going to be, by the way, of a non-distinct racial makeup.
And look kind of like every police officer who's played at bachelorette parties ever. You know, kind of like in the overly tight suit there.
Right,
even he's hot.
Right. We're gonna make sure it's a very tailored police uniform that he's in. And he might actually look like Mark Consuelos. Anyway,
okay.
We're
going to
have him, but not ethnic.
Beautiful.
He's ethnic, but not ethnic. Very important. So we're going to have him come all the way through. She's going to walk up, and everybody's going to be like yelling at everybody else, and then she's going to hand the police officer your product, a Pepsi, and then everyone's going to be happy.
Make Bubby, sure you darling, can see sweetheart. The logo.
Bubby, darling, sweetheart, this is going to kill. It runs for one day.
Not even, right? It was pulled so quickly.
It was, you know, it was on one day before. Well, they couldn't pull it till the end of the day because it was, you know, once it goes into the systems, you can't pull it out.
Okay, but what is so bad about it?
Well, because, well, okay, that's a good question because I think
that is the question.
There are a lot of people who wonder
this. Cause the outrage.
Because everyone got mad at it. That's what's wrong with it.
The daughter of Martin Luther King wrote, "If only Daddy knew about the power of Pepsi," while sharing a photo of her father clashing with real police on the front line of an actual protest for civil rights.
Right.
So that
you gotta start somewhere. Has anyone tried giving them a Pepsi? I don't.
It's a good point. No one's ever not given a Pepsi and ended the angry protest.
Violetta, this is exactly the point I was trying to make to PepsiCo Incorporated. At the pitch meeting. It did not go so well.
They signed off on it, Bubby.
They did. They did sign off on it. It was a bad idea when they actually...
It was a bad concept.
Now, I have a theory about this. Okay, so everybody got mad at it, right? So you not only Black Lives Matter got mad, and Blue Lives Matter got mad.
Finally, they agreed.
I know. They both agreed that Pepsi sucked for doing
sure.
this.
They're on the same page on this one.
But then Pepsi also agreed. They sent out a statement saying... We
Who
missed the mark.
This?
We missed the
Who
mark.
They
this?
Said they were trying to project a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. We didn't intend to make light of any serious issue.
Yeah, and polar bears now are complaining that Coca-Cola
yeah.
is relating to them. You know,
well,
it's
right,
a whole
I know.
Protest on that.
But
yeah.
what about
it's
a Kardashian says standing up for global rights and isn't?
But why can't they? I mean, they have a
well,
huge platform.
It's not really their brand, is it? I mean, the brand is more like about
but
fashion
20 million
and makeup.
Oh
and
my
fun.
God, that Kim has a huge platform. I can tell you that right now.
She can balance a champagne glass.
Yeah, that's a nice platform back there, if you're into that sort of thing.
Balance an entire wet bar on that thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, they have a huge platform, but they don't stand for anything.
What do? They just cry and stand in their mansions and do nothing.
Right. And then they complain about their boyfriends. They complain about all the accessories that they have, which are the other humans in their life.
I have too much jewelry.
Right. Well, you know, it's like all the other people are just accessory human beings.
Right.
I'll tell you what was so strange. The weirdest, I mean, think about this. This is what is, it's all about commerce, right? Even when Bruce Jenner, who's now not
Caitlyn
Bruce Jenner,
Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, thank you.
But not spelled with a K like the rest of the kids, spelled with a C.
Right, because she had to be different, of course. But when Caitlyn Jenner, you know, when they did the premiere, of, you know, me being Kate or whatever the thing was called.
I am Kate.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. When they did the premiere of that, all of a sudden Kanye West shows up 20 minutes in and they start talking about his shoes.
I know, I remember that.
Because he's
so
selling his new line of shoes. The Yeezys.
Sure, I remember that.
Right? And you're like,
we thought it was supposed to be open a discussion about transgender
yes.
in America, and it was really going to pay attention to the issues of going through this process and getting the public to understand what it is you're going through. And it was about shoes.
Yeah, it was about
and
shoes.
And merchandising.
Right. So come on.
Okay, Pepsi's probably never going to change anyone's life, right?
I think that's true. I think Pepsi's not going to bring world peace.
They were saying, you know, we have this issue in society and we're trying to bring people together. Maybe that's not the best way.
Don't do it with a Kardashian.
So if you would have done, so who could have replaced her?
Donald Trump and Barack Obama sharing a Pepsi.
Or even a non-specific.
It has to be realistic.
Correct, because you're right. Because Kendall Jenner handing a police officer in the middle of an almost riot, handing a Pepsi and having everybody start to dance, that's realistic.
Are any commercials realistic? I mean, you know, people start dancing in the street and it's a whole
montage.
If you're
Pepsi, I think the key here is they didn't want to be involved in controversy and they found themselves in the middle of it.
They stepped into the doo-doo. So the latest story that is trending this afternoon is about how that now Pepsi is casting. There's a Brooklyn-based casting call for inner city youth for their next ad.
Inner city youth.
Inner city.
Here's Puppy, sweetheart, darling, don't worry about it. I got it fixed. Here's what we need. We need some kids, you know, inner city youths. Yeah, I think you know what I mean when I say that.
Ethnics.
I want a lot of ethnics.
This time they can be ethnic.
Full ethnic.
Right. Not ethnic. A lot of them. And I want them all colors, too. Maybe you get me a nice, like, you know, like an Indian kid or something. I mean, like Native American, whatever they say now.
Right.
Maybe one of those.
They want Muslims, Asians, Hispanics, transgenders.
I want them all. Okay, I want them all. I want them
nerdy
all
nerdy with
there.
Glasses also accepted.
I want them beautiful. I want them nerdy. I want them boys, girls. I want boys who were girls, girls who were boys. I want people who don't know what bathroom they're going into.
Boys who
I
like
want them
boys.
All there. I want everybody. And they're all going to have a Pepsi, and we're going to make up for this whole thing.
Yes, that's how they're going to do
it. It was a Michigas. I'm sorry. But now it's
ill-conceived.
We got it all figured out. I got it fixed here.